You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. BBC Classical Music Magazine honored that music that you're just listening to as its selection of the month for September. And you've probably heard clips of it on Insight. It's a new Mozart CD Maestro Christian Baldini conducts. And you might recognize his name as the conductor of the UC Davis Symphony and the Camellia Symphony Orchestra, which opens its 53rd season this Saturday night. I think we're fortunate that he had a few moments to stop by our studio in this very busy time. Maestro, welcome to Insight.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
More than 50 years of the Camellia Symphony, correct?
Absolutely. Not all of them with me, but I've been very, very happy to be a part of this organization for the last 4 years.
We'll talk about that more in a few moments, but congratulations on the rave reviews for the CD. And I will say the title is Mozart, Opera Arias and Overtures.
Yeah, this is, a very, very nice project that started a couple of years ago. Mozart has been my first love since childhood when I started as a little kid playing the piano. I was obsessed with Mozart, and that's all I wanted to do, and there was no other composer that I wanted to spend my time with. And so it's only natural somehow that, it continues to be a main part of what I love doing, and to be working with an orchestra that has such a great tradition as the Scottish Chamber Orchestra. They did a wonderful series of recordings of Mozart's symphonies with their, one of their music directors past, Sir Charles Mackerras. And so they became internationally renowned for their Mozart sound. So to have done this with them is a special treat for me. It was an amazing experience. And somehow after so much hard work, getting this recognition by the BBC and other musical outlets is very nice, of course.
Oh, yes. Number one in hot new releases on Amazon, great reviews on Gramophone, Sinfini, The Guardian. Is there any backstory to being able to put this compilation together, the recording?
Well, the project started simply at the desk. Conducting is quite a profession of somehow compression and expansion, because you spend a lot of time alone studying and thinking about projects and studying scores, and then you gotta immediately adjust and go and work with a lot of people to make these things happen. So there was a lot of thinking, to put a project like this. And one of the things that people commented on in these reviews as well is the idea how nice it was and how well it works to have an overture that tells you about the music that's going to come, and then to feature one or two arias from that same opera. It's somehow a nice sampler of some of the well-known operas by Mozart and some of the lesser-known ones. So it's quite a nice project, I think.
With an amazing soloist, how is it to work with a voice? And talk a bit about Elizabeth.
Oh, well, she is a phenomenal soprano, Elizabeth Watts. It was a real treat to work with her. We got together, we didn't know each other from before, and so I had a few rehearsals with the orchestra. We had done a tour in Scotland with the orchestra, so we were very familiar with one another already. And then by the time Elizabeth came and arrived in Edinburgh, we had some time with just a piano with her and me, and we went through everything, and we immediately clicked. And we, this is a collaboration where you get ideas from the other person, you suggest other things, and what comes is this symbiosis of two artists making music together. And she was lovely to work with. Her breadth of emotion and how she could portray drama is remarkable. She wasn't afraid of, it's not one of those singers that is too careful, that she has to sound beautiful and gorgeous the whole time. She was not afraid of pushing the envelope, and I was very grateful for that, because we could ask for things that had to do with the real drama and what was happening in the music at any given moment.
We have an aria, a clip of one of the arias, so let's take a listen.
A qual cimento il barbaro mi pose, un premio è questo ben dovuto a mie colpe.
is no easy place to step out of a good aria.
It's true.
But that is Elizabeth Watts, whose career is under the lights right now, as is Maestro Christian Baldini's, guest conducting the San Francisco Symphony. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. This has been a fantastic experience and very unexpected, if I may say so as well.
Well, it seems that it's an apprentice sort of relationship that puts you in that situation. And conductor Michael Tilson Thomas has been open to mentoring and sharing the stage with you.
He is an incredible person, a wonderful artist, one of the greatest conductors in the world. And, you know, I feel so humbled to be, you know, learning from somebody like him and being given these opportunities. If I could tell you a short anecdote, for example, I've been serving as cover conductor for the orchestra. I started at their opening season gala last year when Yu Jiawang was playing the Rhapsody in Blue. And that was, you know, of course, nerve-wracking for somebody to arrive at such a wonderful organization and not know exactly what you're going to be doing and how you can best be helpful. And after a few months of working together, and my subscription debut with them happened because I was sitting at the rehearsal doing my job as a cover conductor with all the scores with me. And Michael was on the podium, of course, conducting. And at some point in the rehearsal, he decided that I was going to conduct. So he calls me onto the stage and I start leading this rehearsal, conducting. And then a few hours later, the rehearsal had finished and I get this phone call. Where I was told, okay, you're on tonight. You're conducting the first piece on the program, sharing the podium with MTT.
Just like that.
Just like that. And that happened this past February. So for me, it was a huge honor. He's such a generous person. And, you know, the fact that he didn't need to do any of that. But it's what an inspiration it is for somebody younger to see that such an amazing artist does this kind of things.
Tell me about keeping your composure, first of all, in the rehearsal, but then in the real thing. There must be a remarkable adrenaline rush.
There is always adrenaline, and I hope it never goes away. You know, the day it goes away, I'll have to retire. And I think the important thing is that one learns how to control it and how to actually use it to your benefit. It's somehow like... I guess all this comes from, you know, human origin, and the adrenaline used to be used for when you were in a situation of danger, right? There was a wild animal just about to attack you, so you had this extra strength on you. And somehow I think the same applies to any performing musician. You get this excitement, and if you learn how to use it well, it's good for you.
You're listening to Christian Baldini. And in addition to the other projects we're talking about, he will conduct opening night of the Camellia Symphony. The 53rd season begins Saturday, September 19th. It's at the Sacramento City College Performing Arts Center. And this celebration is dedicated to the music of Carl Nielsen. Would you explain a little bit?
Yeah, this is a special year for Carl Nielsen. This is we're celebrating his 150th anniversary. This is, you know, one of the most important symphonists, and it's not very often performed around here, and especially not in this country. So we're very happy to be doing his music. We're performing his fourth symphony, The Inextinguishable, which was written right around the First World War, from the 14th to the 16th. And, you know, Nielsen himself talks about life, and he tries to... basically uncover the meaning of life with the symphony. It's a constant search, and it's got such energy and such positive music and beauty and struggles. There are two sets of timpani. This is one of the unusual things in the symphony. There is one timpanist that is waiting the entire symphony for the first three movements. One of the timpani doesn't play, and at the end it joins and it starts having this battle. So these two timpani that are at either end, very far apart, start almost imitating each other, arguing with one another, and the orchestra somehow has to deal with how to reconcile them.
I don't believe we have that clip, but we do have some of his music to sample. Here it is.
Thank you.
was it. That was some of it.
Exactly. That was part of that struggle.
It's such a fantastic and powerful skill to have in an orchestra.
Super energetic. And yeah, these are some of the, you know, most wonderful musicians, like you say. It's the rhythmical accuracy. And also in this piece, the timpani are changing pitch the whole time, which if you think back in the, you know, the classical period, you know, in times of Mozart and even Beethoven, it was quite stable. There were only a few pitches that the timpanis had to play. And here it's changing the whole time.
Involved in this performance is the Danish consulate as well, right?
Yes, we're very, very happy about that. There are several people that will be coming from their delegation. I had the honor and pleasure of meeting the honorary consul of Denmark a few months ago. And when I mentioned to her that we were going to be performing the Nielsen, she was very excited.
Well, that is, again, Symphony No. 4, The Inextinguishable, and that will be Saturday night. This season will recognize different composers dealing with the meaning of life in one way or another. Before I let you go, I do want to ask about the Stanley Kubrick project.
Yeah, this is a very exciting thing for me. This will be at the beginning of December. I'll be going back to Buenos Aires to conduct at the Teatro Colón. This is a beautiful opera house where I did an opera last year. You know, and this is also special in many ways for me, being, you know, a native of Argentina, because this is the theater when I was a little boy growing up, you know, 4 hours south of Buenos Aires. It's the place you look up to. The Teatro Colón is where every musician dreams of performing one day. This is where Pavarotti would sing and where Toscanini would conduct. And to be able to go back there and work there again, it's a very nice, special thing. And we'll be doing something that I love, which is performing music live with the orchestra during the screening of 2001 A Space Odyssey, which is one of my favorite movies. So to do this in a very large space, an opera house that sits about 3,000 people, it's a very special treat.
Well, after that celebratory success, bring it here. Figure
I would love to do that.
To bring it here. It's always a pleasure to have you in studio, and I'm glad this is your home. You and your wife and your children have settled in this area, but it's really a treat to watch your career. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Beth, for having me.
That's Maestro Christian Baldini, and that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Thanks for joining us. Here's more of Carl Nielsen's Inextinguishable Symphony.